Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Ayin Tes. We are holding out the Mishnah on the top of Daf Ayin Tes. Amir Alef. Today's year is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Leila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom, and is also sponsored by the Penstein family in memory of our friend Mayor Penstein, Zichron Levrach, whose yard site was yesterday. Neshama Shev and Aliyah, we thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So the first thing we're going to discuss with the Mishnah on the top of Ayin Tes Amud Aleph is, what if you have a roof and a chatzer that border each other, and the woman is on one and the husband is on the other? So we're going to discuss in both directions, at what point is the get chal? At what point are they considered divorced? Nafkamina is before it lands on the other, it somehow gets burnt, or a dog goes and grabs it. So are they considered to be divorced yet or not as soon as it enters the airspace of the property that belongs to the woman? Then the Gemara is going to relate our Mishnah to the broader concept that we have in Hilchos Shabbos of Klutu Kamisha Hun Chadamya, that there is a machlokas in Masechta Shabbos. When something is hovering in the airspace over a Rishus, is it considered as if it is Munach in that Rishus, Legabe the Dinim of Hotza'a? So we're going to discuss whether our Mishnah is taking a stand on the issue of Klutu Kamisha Shohun Chadamya. The Gemara is going to discuss the concept of Rishuyos Chalukos Begitin, which is that if a husband is lends an area to his wife in order for her to be Kona Get, he only lends her one area and not two areas. So Rishuyos Chalukos Begitin, we're going to see where that comes from. Then the Gemara is going to list three differences between the halachos of Hotzas Shabbos and the halachos of transferring a get from one Rishus to another. Meaning on the surface, they're somewhat similar to each other. Hotza'a means you transfer something from one rishos to another. So you would think that they have similar gedarim to each other. So that's why the Gemara is going to tell us three differences, and it's going to explain why the halachos are different when it comes to transferring a get than when it comes to transferring something on Shabbos. Then on the top of Amud Beis, we're going to have a discussion of two chatzeros, zulef lemizu, one inside of the other one, or two boxes, one inside of the other one, and the woman owns the inner one. So what happens if a man throws a get from one to the other, from his to the inner one? Then the Gemara's got the Mishnah, the first Mishnah on Amud Beis, is going to define the term get yashan, and it's going to have machlokes v'sham beis hillel whether a get yashan can be used, and the Gemara is going to explain what's behind that machlokes whether an old get, a get yashan, may be used. Then the second Mishnah on Amud Beis goes into tomorrow's daf. We're probably not going to get to that today. It's going to deal with gittin that are written shelo ketakanas chacham, gittin that are written not according to the halacha, not properly. So when the get is valid, when it's not valid. So Bez Hashem, we'll probably get to that tomorrow. So let's begin with the Mishnah on daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. So I saw medes al rosh hagag zrakulah, that if the woman is standing on a rooftop, and the husband is standing in the chatzer that's next to the bayis, and the gag belongs to her, and the chatzer belongs to him. We'll see in the Gemara that's the ukimta. So he throws her the get into the gag. Kivan sheigia la'avir gag. As soon as the get gets into the airspace of the gag, harezo magureshes. The woman is divorced. As soon as the get arrives in the airspace, so her rishus of the gag is kona that get, and therefore she is already divorced at the time. Now, why does she need to be standing on the Rosh Hagag? So Tosfos points out over here that we had a machlokas two days ago, where the Gemara says that according to Ula, a woman is only miskareshes with a get that's put in her rishus if she's omedes bitzad rishusa, if she's standing right there by her rishus. So then it makes sense that our Mishnah is going to say that she's omedes per Rosh Hagag. If her chatz is going to be conifer, if her gag is going to be conifer, she needs to be there. But we learned that the shita of Ravashaya is that even if she's in a different city, as long as it's mishtameres, it doesn't matter if she's there or not. So why is it that the Mishnah has to say that she's on Medes Brosh Hagag? So Tosfos points out that if she's on Medes Brosh Hagag, it goes without saying that the Gag is Mishtameres Midaita. So we're just trying to give an easy example of a Chatzer Mishtameres Midaita. Because even though Rav Hoshaya says she doesn't have to be in the city, but the Chatzer needs to be Mishtameres Midaita. She has to either have a fence around it or have someone watching it for her. It needs to be Mishtameres Midaita. So we're just giving the easiest example of Mishnah Meres Midaita, according to Rav Hoshaya. So that's case number one in the Mishnah. Case number two in the Mishnah is we flip them. Hu mi lamayla vihi mi lamata. He's on the roof, and it's his roof, and she's in the chatzer, in her chatzer. Uzrakula, and he throws it from the roof into the chatzer. Kivan shi yatsum rishus hagag. Once it leaves the rishus hagag and arrives in the airspace of the chatzer, she's divorced. So nimchako nisraf harezum agreshes. If at that point it gets erased or it gets burnt in some way and it never actually lands in the chatzer, she's already divorced, because as soon as it enters the airspace, she's divorced. The way Rashi, Ramban, and Ritva understand is that in the Reisha the same would be true. If it gets erased or burnt when it enters the Gog's airspace, she would already be divorced. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, Perkei Halacha Gimel, has an unusual understanding of here, and he says that it's dafka in the Seifa that we say, if it's Nimchak or Nisraf, before it lands in the Chatzir, she's Megureshes. But in the Reisha, if she's not Megureshes, unless it's, I mean, she is Megureshes when it enters the airspace, but only Al Tanai that it's Sofa Lenuach. And if it's not going to ultimately land, then she's not going to be divorced from the moment that it enters into the airspace. And the Rambam is obviously just picking up on the cue of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah didn't mention this idea of Nimchak or Nisraf in the Reisha. So most Rishonim say, yeah, but there's no Svara on earth to possibly be Mechalik between the Reisha and the Seifa. And the Rambam says, there must be a Svara, because the Mishnah doesn't mention Nimchak or Nisraf in the Reisha. It only mentions it in the Seifa. So the Achronim work hard within the Rambam to try to figure out what that Svara might be. Excuse me. So says the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, v'halo mintar. How does this work that if she's standing on a rooftop and he throws her the get, that as soon as it gets to the airspace of her roof, that she's Megureshes, the get that's in the airspace of the roof is not being guarded, because a wind can come and just blow it right off of the roof. So even if a wind doesn't come and it just gets erased somehow in the airspace, why should she be Megureshes before the Mechika? It's avir she'ein sofa lenuach bekarka. It's in an airspace where it's not going to, it's not clearly going to land on the karka, and the rule is that Avir Shein Sofa Lenuach is not Kona. So how is it that this is able to be Kona? That's how Rashi understands it. Even though we use the term V'holomintar, what we really mean is Ein Sofa Lenuach, that it's not ultimately going to rest. The Yavne Miluim explains in Sim Kuf Lamites that if it was because a dog would eat it, or water erases it, or something like that, then it's not considered Avir Shein Sofa Lenuach, because Kelev or Mayim would be coming after the get was already thrown into the chatzer. So B'tchila initially would be Sofa Lenuach. And that's why Rashi explains that the reason it's saying Sofa Lenuach is because a wind could come, and the wind could have been there even before he threw the get. And therefore, even initially, it was saying Sofa Lenuach. And he says, and if in the end the get was not erased, but it landed on the roof, she's Megureshes Mafreya from the time the get came into the Avir, because then it's Hisparer Adavar that it was Sofa Lenuach. However, a number of the Achronim ask Akasha and Rashi that the Sugi B'Metzia Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph has a suffix. Rava has a suffix whether Avir Shein Sofa Lenuach is Kemunach or not Kemunach. So how could it be so pashut to our Gemara, the way Rashi learns our Gemara, when we're asking V'Lomintar, so it can't possibly work? And Rashi understands that that means Ein Sofa Lenuach can't possibly work. What do you mean can't possibly work? It's a machlokas in the Gemara B'Metzia, whether Ein Sofa Lenuach works or doesn't work. It's a suffix in Maseches B'Metzia. So why is it so pashut that that's a kasha? So the Taz in Ibn Ezra Siman Kuf Lamed Tes suggests that what the Gemara is asking is Ein Achinami. Maybe we should be poshet that suffik from our Mishnah. Meaning what we're really asking, the way Rashi's learning it, is why are we mesupak in Maseches B'Metzia whether Avir Shein Sofa Lenuach is Kemunach? It's beferish in our Mishnah that it is Kemunach, that you see that it does work. The Gerush Yerachim suggests, based on the Rashba, that by a get, everyone agrees that Ein Sofa Lenuach doesn't work for a get, because it's, by a get you need a din nesina. It's not just a kinyan, you need a nesina. And when it's saying sofa lenuach, you don't have that technical aspect of nesina. The Torah's Gittin has a third approach. He says when the avir is not protected from the ruach, it's not considered the avir of the chatzer. Rava's only suffix was by avir of the chatzer that has mechitzos, that's mishtamer from the ruach. It's just that because of some other side issue, it's not sofa lenuach in the chatzer. Chatzar. Anyway, so that's how Rashi understands, that's the Kasha on Rashi, and that's how the Achronim answer the Kasha on Rashi. Many of the Rishonim just disagree with Rashi, and they say, you know, the Gemara never used the words Avir Shein Sof L'Noach. The Gemara said, Ha Lo Mintar, that it's simply not protected. So that sounds like it's a problem of Eino Mishtamer, that a woman is not Mugureshes when something lands in her Chatzar, unless it's a Chatzar HaMishtameres. And that's what the Gemara is asking. Eino Mishtamer, it's not Mishtameres. In fact, meaning that is such an obvious way to read the Gemara that one has to ask, what was Rashi thinking? Why would Rashi say? He makes up this whole din about Dei Yisof HaLanuach and he gets into trouble in the Sugya about Metzia. What's wrong with saying that it's an issue of Eino Mishtamer? So the Beis Shmuel in the side of the Shulchan Aruch, Neb Nezer writes that Rashi holds that any time a place is Mishtamer Miganovim, even if it's not Mishtamer from the Ruach, it's considered a Chatzar Mishtameres. So the fact that there's a Ruach that could come does not take away its status of Mishtameres. But it does take away the Sof HaLanuach Maila that you need. But Yeshua suggests that if it's if Avir Ein Sof L'Nuach was considered Kemunach in the Chatzar, the Chatzar itself is Mishtameres, then she'd be Kona the Get, because you don't need that the Chafetz should be Mishtamer. It just needs to be it only needs the Rishus that where it's Munach needs to be Mishtamer. You don't need that the Get necessarily is fully Mishtamer. But whatever it is, so Rashi understands. We're going to read it like Rashi for now. V'halo mintar, that it's ein sofa lenuach. So anyway, how can this get work as soon as it enters the avir of the gag if it's ein sofa lenuach? So I'm Rav Yom Shmuel, begag sheish l'makaskinan. Who says it's ein sofa lenuach? The gag has a fence around it. So the wind is not going to pull it off of the roof. It's going to land on the roof because the walls around the roof are going to keep it within the roof. A second answer, ulebar menashe mishmei da avimi. Even if the gag does not have a makkah around it, she's mugreshes. Hacha bepachus mishlosha samuch legagaskinan. We're talking where the get got to within three tvachim of the ground of the roof. The kalpachus mishlosha samuch legag kigag dami. That any time it gets within three tvachim, that's considered lavud. That's considered to be resting on the roof. So even though the get hasn't actually landed on the roof, but once it got within three tefachim, you can't ask any kashas of Avir Shein Sof HaLanuach because it's already munach. If it's within three tefachim, it's already considered munach. That works according to Rashi if the whole issue was Ein Sof HaLanuach. But according to the other Rishonim, that the whole issue was halomintar, that it's not protected, that it's not mishtameres, what does being within three tefachim help? If it's within three tefachim, the wind can still pick it up and take it away. It's still not mishtameres. So Maram Shif says that you can't tell me pachas migimel samach legag that the wind is not going to pick it up, because then the Gemara shouldn't have said kol pachas mishor samach legag kigag dami. It should have said kol pachas mishor samach legag, a wind is not going to pick it up. So obviously the wind can pick it up. In fact, the Avnei Milum says that it's this kasha that forced Rashi into his interpretation in the first place. Meaning when Rashi saw the words v'lo mintar, he also wanted to touch up the Gemara that the Gemara is asking that it's not mishtameres, but he realized the second answer of the Gemara won't work. Then the Gemara's answer is that within three tefachim it's considered lavud. So Rashi says the only way that the answer of the Gemara is going to make sense is if the question is something different. So the question must mean so ain't sofa lenuach. This is what drove Rashi. But according to the other Rishonim that say that v'alo mintar means that it's not mishtameres, why does being within three tefachim help in terms of being mishtamer? So the Rashba brings a raya from here that when a get is munach mamish b'rishusa, then there's no problem of eino mishtamer meharuach. You just need to explain why that would be the case. I mean, if it's not mishtamer, why is the fact that that the ruach could still take it away not a problem? Just because it's sitting in the chatzer, it should still be a problem. So that's something that the achronim work on to figure that out, how this Gemara reads according to those Rishonim that disagree with Rashi. Okay, then the Sefer of the Mishnah said, Humi Lamaila, that if the husband is on the roof and she's in the Chatzar. So, Frek the Gemara, same Kasha, Vahalo Mintar, that if he throws the get from the roof into the Chatzar, as soon as it enters the Avir of the Chatzar, she's divorced, and therefore if it gets burnt or erased in some way, she's already divorced. Amar Rav Yom Shmuel, Gon Shayim Mechitzah Tachtonos, Odfos Halayonos. So the Gemara asks, Vahalo Mintar, but it's not so Shalcha Lenuach, it's not ultimately going to rest in the Chatzer. So Rav Yehuda Shmuel answers, same answer as the first answer before, that there are mechitzos around the Chatzer. But over here, the mechitzos have to be really tall. The mechitzos have to be higher than the Gag, because otherwise it would still not be Meshtamer Me'aruch when it leaves the airspace of the Gag. The only way it's going to be Sofa Lenuach, that the wind is not going to take it away, is if the mechitzos of the Chatzer protrude above the level of the mechitzos of the Gag. Okay, so now the Gemara brings a machlokas tanoim about hotza'a in Hilcha Shabbos, and the Gemara is going to discuss, does our Mishnah take a stand in this machlokas tanoim? So there is a braisa in Shabbos Dav Dalet Amud Beis where there is a machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanon. If you throw an object on Shabbos from Roshus HaRabim and it goes through the airspace of Rosh HaYachid and it lands in another Rosh HaRabim. So you're standing in one Rosh HaRabim, you throw the object, goes through Rosh HaYachid and lands in another Rosh HaRabim. According to Rebbe, even though the object never landed in Rosh HaYachid, you're chayef for Hotzom, Rosh HaRabim, Rosh HaYachid, because Kluto Kami Shohun Chadamya. The fact that it was in the airspace of the Rosh HaYachid, we view that as if it rested in the Rosh HaYachid. But the Rabbanan disagree, and the Rabbanan say Kluto Lav Kami Shohun. And since it never rested in the Rosh HaSiyachid, you're not chayav for Hotza'a when you make such a throw. So Amale Rabbi Abba Ula, Rabbi Abba comments to Ula that our Mishnah that says that when the get arrives at the avir of her chatzer, that she acquires the get and she's Mugureshes, Kiman Kirabi, Damar Kluta, Kamishon Chadanya. That seems to be assuming like the Shita of Rabbi, that even though it didn't actually land, it just arrived in the airspace, we view it as if it land. And the same would be true by Kinyanim, that the Avir of a person's Chatzer is Kona, because it's considered as if it's landed in the Chatzer. But the Rabbanan hold Kluta Lav Kamishon Chadanya, and it's not considered to be resting in the Chatzer, so the Avir of the Chatzer should not acquire her get for her either. So Amalei, Ula said back to Rabbi Abba, no, afilu teimer Rabbanan. Our Mishnah could even work according to the Rabbanan in Masechah Shabbos. Ad kan lo pligi Rabbanan le de Rabbi Elin in Shabbos. The Rabbanan only disagree with Rabbi when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, that you're only going to be chayiv if it actually lands in the Rosh HaYachid and not if it's just going in the airspace over the Rosh HaYachid. Aval hacha, but when it comes to being kone get, it has nothing to do with resting in the Chatzer Mishum and Turei. The whole point is it needs to enter into Reshusa Hamishtameres, into a protected property that she owns, and then she's Kona the Get. And therefore, Vakamintar, when the Get arrives in the Avir of her Chatzer, it's protected. As long as it's protected, so then the Get is Chal. So it's just different Gedarim in Hilchos Shabbos. By Shabbos, you have in Hotzah Shabbos, there's a halacha called an Akira and a Hanacha. So you have these deeds of what's called a hanacha. So could be that Kluta is not kamisha huncha danya, that there is no hanacha, but there's no din hanacha by a get. There's din of nesina. Nesina means that you put it into her reshus as long as it's reshus amishtameres. So it doesn't need to be as if it's resting on the ground. So the Gemara says, yeah, v'chein Rabbi Asiyam Rabbi Yochanan. They said, the Rabbi Asiyam Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing. That the case is that the mechitzos of the chatzer are higher than the mechitzos around the roof, and Amar Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yasi, Kiman, Kerebi, Damar Kluta Kamishon Chadamya. Isn't that going like Rabbi that Kluta Kamishon Chadamya? So I'm like, no, I feel the Tamer Rabbanon. It's even going like the Rabbanon. I call it Rabbanon. The Rabbi Elin Shabbos Avlach Mishum Enturi Huva Kamintar. Same conversation. That it's a separate conversation. Hilchos Shabbos, a separate gedder when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos than when it comes to Hilchos Gittin. Okay, so then we had mentioned in the Mishnah that if the man throws the get from his roof to her chatzer, as soon as it arrives in the airspace of the chatzer, even if it gets erased at that moment, she's already divorced. Nimchak, she's already divorced. So Amrav Nachman, Amrav Baravua, Lo Shanu, El Shanimchak Derech Yerida. That's only if it got erased on its way down into the chatzer. Avul Nimchak Derech Aliyah Lo. But if the man threw the get upward in order to get it over the fence that surrounds the roof, so the the get continues on its upward trajectory for some period of time, and then only once it hits its peak, it starts in its downward motion. It starts in its downward, it starts falling down. So if it's b'derech aliyah, it got erased or it got burnt, she's eidim ugreshes, even though it's already arrived in the airspace of her chatzer, but it's still going upward. When we say that if it's nimchat, she's mugreshes, that's only if it's on its way down. So my time, why should that be the case? Because meikara lo lemenach kai. So long as it's still rising, we don't view it as if it's destined to land. It's not omed lenuach. And kol zman, that it's not omed lenuach, it's not considered that he has given her the get. It's not considered an asina unless it's on its way to resting in the chatzer. But kol zman, that it's still on its upward trajectory, it's not an asina yet. She's not megreshes, and therefore if it gets nimchak at that point in time, he's going to have to give her a new get. Then we said in the Mishnah, nisraf, if the get gets burnt, if the get is burnt before it arrives in her chatzer, she's megreshes, because it already arrived in the airspace, even though it hadn't landed in the chatzer. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Huah, lo shana lo shekadim get l'dleika. That halach is only true if the get was thrown, and then a fire was started, and burnt the get. Avol kadmat l'dleika l'get. But if there was a fire raging in the chatzer, and he chucks it from the roof into this raging fire in the chatzer, then lo, then she's not megureshes. Meaning, we don't say, oh, it arrived in the airspace of her chatzer, and therefore she's megureshes. No, she's not megureshes. My taima, meikara l'sreifa ka'azil. Initially, the get was holichli ibud. When he threw the get, he was throwing it into a fire. Whenever something is holichli ibud, it's not sofa l'nuach, so the avir, the chatzer, is not going to be kona when it's not sofa l'nuach. The Ramban says, oh, wait, maybe we could be poshet the suffix of Ravam b'metziyah daf yud beis, that if you have an object that comes into avir or chatzer and it's not sofa l'nuach b'chatzer, is that considered munach or not? So the Ramban said, maybe we could say that this Gemara is taking a stand on that. That here it's ein sofa l'nuach, and it's very clearly not considered kemunach because you're throwing it into into a fire. So he says, no, Rava suffix is only where the object is ein sofa l'nuach because of a wind or something like that. But in a case where it's not omid lenuach because there's a raging fire there, then Rava's not masupak. Then Rava would agree, of course, that's not going, the chatzar would not be able to be kona. That kind of ein sofa lenuach. I mean, it's the same suffix of Rava that we were referring to before. Rava b'metziyah daf yud beis has this suffix. Is ein sofa lenuach considered kemunach dami or not? So the way Rashi understood the original Vala Mintar was as a result of ruach. So he said, well, wait a second, why is he getting involved in Rava's suffix? Now, according to all Rishonim, we're talking about Ein Sof Elenuach as a result of fire. So the Ramban says, does it matter whether it's fire or ruach? Is this the same suffix as Rava? And the Ramban says, no, it's not the same suffix as Rava. Rava's only suffix was when it was Ein Sof Elenuach Machmas Ruach. But if it's Ein Sof Elenuach because of a fire, that's entirely different. So the Ramban has to figure out, why is it entirely different if it's Ein Sof Elenuach Machmas fire, that for sure is not munach, that for sure is not a transference of the get. But if ein sof lenuach machmas ruach, then Rav is not sure, then Rav is masupak. Why should there be a difference? So the Ramban suggests that if the fire is being mafsik between the chatzer and the get, it's as if you have the kli of Reuven sitting in Shimon's chatzer, where Shimon's not able to be kona, the object that's in the airspace that's keneged the kli, because there's something being mafsik between his chatzer and the object that he's trying to be kona. So we hear also, there's something being mafsik between the ground of the chatzer and the get that she's trying to be kona, and that is the fire. So it's like someone else's stuff is in between, and it stops the kinyan from happening. The Ramban has another approach as well. There are Rishonim, the Ran quotes Rishonim, that say that Ein Hachinami, we're poshet Rava Safek based on this Gemara, that this Gemara is coming to the conclusion that an object that's in an airspace that ain't sofa lenuach is Einu Nikna, the Bala Chatzar is not Kona it. That Ein Hachinami, it's a Safek and Maseches Bamitzia, but it's okay for us to answer Maseches Gittin. What the Suffolk is the Maseches Bamitzias, so there's Yesh Mishomer in the Ran that Ein Hachinami. We've answered that question. Okay, so Amar Rav Chisda, Rishuyos Chalukos Begitin. If a husband lends his wife a space in his chatzer in order for her to be kona her get. We assume that he's only lending her either his chatzer or his bayis or his gad, but not multiple rishuyos. That it's only one rishus that he's actually giving to her. Samalei Rami Bar Chama l'Rava minalei l'sabaha. Had a saba know this? Who's saba? So Rava was the son-in-law of Rav Chista. That appears many places in Shas and Yevamos and Ksubs, that Rava was the son-in-law of Rav Chista. So Rava would call his father-in-law Saba. Apparently it was a term of endearment, right? So don't try this at home. So Rava would call his father-in-law Saba. So Rami Bar Chama, when he was talking to Rava, so he would refer to him, it's like, you know, people would talk to Rav Tendler Zichrono Livracha. What did the Shver say? Why would I refer to Rav Meisha as the Shver? Because Rav Tendler was always saying, the Shver. So when you talk to him by the name that he would call. So he would always call him Saba. So Minale the Sabaha. So Rami Bar Chama said to Rava, how does Saba know? How does Rav Chista know this din? So Amalei Masnisin he. It's a Mishnah. Our Mishnah. Hey, so Medes Rosh Gag is Rakalak, even Shigia get La Avir Gag, I raise a Mugreshus. Once it arrives in the Avir of the Gag, she's Mugreshus. Well, who owns what over here? Who owns the Gag? Who owns the Chatzer? What's going on over here in our Mishnah? Bemayaskinan, Ilema Begag Dida, the Chatzer Dida. If it's all her property, Lamali Avir Gag. Why does it need to even arrive in the Avir of the Gag for her to be Mugreshus? As soon as it leaves his hand, it's in the airspace of her Chatzer. Ella Begag Dide, the Chatzer Dide. So what do we want to say? That he owns both the Gag and the Chatzer? Kivin Shigil Aver Gag Mayhavi. Then why does it help that it has arrived in the Aver Gag? It's his property. El Pshita Begag Dida V'Chatzer Didei. So what? We want to say that it's her roof and his chatzer. So when he throws it from the chatzer to the roof, it's going into her property. Yeah, but then how do you understand the seifa? Eim seifa, hu mi l'may l'vi, hi mi l'mata, that if he's on the roof and she's on the ground, zrakula, kivin sheyatzim rishus agag, nimchag, nisrav, reizim, ugreshes, that once it leaves the rishus agag and it goes into the airspace of the chatzer, she's divorced. Well, vi begag didah v'chatzer didei. If the case is that it's her roof and his chatzer, my ugreshes, why would she be divorced when it goes into his property, into his airspace of his chatzer? Ella, Begag Didei V'Chatzer Dida. So it must be it's his roof and her Chatzer. Well, that doesn't make sense. Reisha Begag Dida V'Chatzer Didei and Seva Begag Didei V'Chatzer Dida. That the case changes in the middle of the Mishnah. That in the first half of the Mishnah it's her Gag and his Chatzer. In the second half of the Mishnah we flip the entire case. That it's her Chatzer and his Gag. Elalav Du Ushlamakam. Now the case must be he owns it all and he's mashil her a makam to be kona the get. So the Chad Makam Ushlin Shi Trim Makam. He's mashil her one makom. Which makom? The place where she is. So therefore, we assume that he's only mashil that makom, and therefore the get is only going to be chal once it arrives in that makom. So Amalei, Rami Bar Chama said back to Rav, midi area. How do you know that the tzavka has to be in such a case that the Reisha and the Seifa have to be talking about the same exact case? Dilma hakadisa v'hakadisa. Maybe in each case is different. Reisha begagda v'chatzidei, Seifa begagdidei v'chatzidida. Maybe it's not so shver to say that the Reisha is talking about where she owns the roof, he owns the chatzer, and the Seifa flips it where he owns the roof and she owns the chatzer. So there's no hechrech necessarily to say reshuyos chalukos begitten that only chad makom mashil inish and shrei makomos lo mashil inish. So we've been discussing differences between get and the dinim of hotza'ah on Shabbos. So says Gemara, there are three more differences. Amar Rava shalosh midos begitten. There are three dinim where the dinim of get are different than the dinim of Shabbos. That which Rabbi says that when you throw something from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah and it goes through Rosh Hashanah, that we say Klutu Kamishu Huncha, and the Rabbanan disagree and hold that it's not Klutu Kamishu Huncha, Hanimi Linyan Shabbos. That's only when it comes to Shabbos where you need a Hanacha of Lachamishu Minturiuva Minter. But over here, when it comes to get, it's not about hanacha, it's about it being protected, and al-mintar, as long as it's protected, even though there's no actual hanacha. Here's a question, what about other areas of halacha? Do we say kluto kemishuncha, that something hovering over the airspace is as if it is already landed? In the Tshuvas Halachos Ketanos, he discusses someone puts on tefillin shel yad, and then when he wants to put on tefillin shel rosh, before the tefillin lands on his head, he's mafsik b'dibur. Is that considered a hefsik? Do we say say that sofa lenuach, it's kumunach dami, it's kluta, it's kamishuncha, it's like right above the area where it's supposed to land. So lemaisa, he says, we don't say such a svara, because since any time the chefetz is still munach biyado, you don't say sofa lenuach. You're still holding it, so it's still talui in the maisa of the person whether he's going to complete putting on the tefillin or not. So that's not like a get where you threw it and it's already out of your hands, and now it's just the forces of nature that are going to take it. That's where we might say that it's kamisha huncha damya, when you throw something on Shabbos, where it's up to the forces of nature. In the Bir Halacha in Simon Chaf Hey, he quotes this halachas katanos, and he quotes the Artzus Hachaim, which is the Malbin, that any time you haven't fully attached the tefillin, the mitzvah is not fulfilled yet. So that's an important thing. A lot of people think that as soon as it's very loosely on the head, no, the mitzvah is kshira, so it has to be fastened to the head. That was part of the discussion we had, this crazy thing. A lot of people are getting these hair transplant surgeries, and they can't put on tefillin for a couple of weeks. So some of the dermatologists say, no, I tell my patients, you just can't put it on tightly for a couple of weeks. You can just rest the tefillin on that. That's fine. It may make them feel better, but they're not getting the mitzvah. I mean, in order to get the mitzvah, you need to be mahadik it to the rosh. Okay, so another v'ha damar of chista. Now it's kind of brishos yachid. The second difference between hilchos Shabbos and hilchos gittin, that which Rav Chista said, no, it's kind of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. If you stick a pole into Rosh Hashanah Yachid, uberosha traskel, and you have a basket on the top of the pole, vizarak, and you throw an object from Rosh Hashanah into the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, v'nach al gabav, and it lands on the top of that pole, afilu gavoa mea ama chayiv, even if it's 100 amas tall, you're chayiv for being motzi Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Lefish Rosh Hashanah Yachid, ola ad the rakia, because the space of Rosh Hashanah Yachid goes all the way ad the rakia. Well, hani milin in Shabbos, that's only truly in Shabbos. Aval Hachal, when it comes to a get, if she has a pole in her Rishos that's way higher than the Mechitzos of the Chatzar, and the get lands on top of the pole, she's Eina Megureshes, because Mishminturi hu Valo Mintar, because it is absolutely not protected. A wind could come and blow it away. It's protruding way above the Mechitzos of her Chatzar. And then a third difference, Vahadam Rav Yudam Rav Shmuel, a third Allah where Shabbos is different than get, by that which Rav Yudam Rav Shmuel says, that just like the Chachamim do not allow a person to be motzi on Shabbos, motzi an object from one person's house to another person's house unless they have an Eruv Chatzeros between them, so too, you're not allowed to take something from a gag of one person to a gag of another person. That lo yamud adam begag zeh, a person should not stand on his roof, v'yiklot megishamim migago shel chavero, and move rainwater from his friend's roof to his roof, even though they normally don't use the roofs as normal living spaces, but it's considered the two roofs are considered to be two separate reshuyos. Shekashem shediyurin chalukin milamata, kach diyurin chalukin milamayla. Just like they are considered their separate residences down below, where they're inside the house, so to above on the rooftops are considered separate residences. A hanimili linyan Shabbos, but that idea that the gagos are considered two separate reshuyos, that's only true by Shabbos. Avlin get, but if the husband lends his wife a roof in order to be makabel her get, and then the get falls on a roof that's an adjacent roof that belongs to the husband, she is mugareshes, because minastam is mashil her the entire roof area to acquire the get, even though we said that trei mekomos lo mushli inchi, but that's only mishum kpedehu, that a person when he lends his chatzer, he's still makbid on the bias, and when he lends his bias, he's still makbid on the chatzer. But when it comes to roofs, you don't have to worry about that, because people don't use the roofs. People aren't so makbid about how much of their roof or how many roofs they're lending out to the other person. So Amar Abai, Shtei Chatzer Zoluf Nemizom. Let's say you have two chatzeros, one inside of the other one. Pnimi Shalav V'Chitzon Shalav. She owns the inner chatzer, he owns the outer chatzer. M'chitzos HaChitzonos Odfos Ala Pnimios. The outer chatzer has taller walls around it than the inner chatzer has. Uzrakula, and then the husband throws the get in from his chatzer into her chatzer. Kivin shegia la'avir, once it gets to the airspace of her chatzer, even though it's not yet within the mechitzos of her chatzer, but it's within the mechitzos of his chatzer, because his chatzer's mechitzos mechitzos are much taller. Mechitzos hachitzon kim sheegiel la'avir mechitzos hachitzon arezum gereshes. That's why it tells Taitz up. Avir mechitzos hachitzon. It sounds like it means the airspace of the mechitzos hachitzon, but it means the airspace of her chatzar, which by definition is also included in the mechitzos hachitzon of his chatzar. So she's mugreshes. My taima. Because the inner chatzar is also protected by the mechitzas achitzona, meaning the mechitzas of the outer chatzar prevent the wind from hitting the inner chatzar. So the mechitzas achitzona are also impacting the inner chatzar. So it's considered to be mishtameres from the mechitzas of the outer chatzar. Mashein came be kupos, but that's not true when it comes to two kalim, two boxes. Shtei kupos zo betoch zo. If you have two boxes, one inside of the other. Pnimis shalav chitzona shalo. She owns the inner box, he owns the outer box. Uzrakula, and the husband throws the get into her box. Afilu igia la avir pnimis enim greshes. Even if it gets to the airspace of the inner box, they're not divorced. My time adolo nach, because the get didn't land in the karka of the kli. And since the kli is meant to, a kli is not meant to have objects hanging in the airspace of the kli, a kli is meant to have things land in the kli, so long as it didn't land, the avir of the kli is not going to be kona the get for her. It needs to actually land inside the kli. So fret the gemara, but wait, even if it does land inside the kli, v'chinach mayhavi, why does that help? Kelev shalokeach bereshos mocher hu. Isn't that the inner kli, the kelim of the lokeach, in this case the isha, that's sitting inside the outer kli, which is the reshos of the mocher, which in this case is the baal. And we have a machloka samarayim in Maseches Babasa Daf Pehei, when you have kelev shalokeach bereshos mocher, whether katna lokeach or lo katna lokeach. So maybe you want to tell me that we prove from here that kelev shalokeach bereshos mocher is going to work, because we seem to be assuming as soon as it's nach, as soon as it rests in the inner kli, it's going to work, they're going to be divorced. So it says, no. Could be kelev shalokeach bereshos mocher is lo kana. Hacha b'may askinan b'kupa shein l'shulayim. No, we're talking about over here where the outer kli doesn't have a floor to it. It doesn't have a bottom to the outer kli. So it turns out that her box is not really sitting on his box. It's sitting directly on the ground, and that's not called rishus mocher. So that's how certainly according to Rashi, that the way the Ramban quotes it, that our sugi is talking about that the boxes are in her chatzer. So you understand the Gemara very easily that since the outer box didn't have a bottom to it, so the inner box is sitting on her karka. It's on her ground. The Ramban just asks, why shouldn't she be kona as soon as it's in the avir then? Meaning avir chatzer should be kona. Why do we need it to land if it's sitting mamish in her chatzer? So the Ramban says that no, it must be the kelim are in a simta. They're not in her chatzer. They're in some part of area that belongs to neither one of them. So that's why we need it to land in the kli, at the bottom of the kli, in order for her to actually be kona. The Rambam understands that our sugya is talking about where it's in the chatzar of the baal. So that everyone asks on the Rambam, so why does it help that the outer kli doesn't have shulayim at the end of the day? If it doesn't, it's her kelim, but it's just mocher because it's in his chatzar. So the Rambam understands that we're talking that the kupa pnimis doesn't have shulayim. It's not the kupa chitzona that doesn't have shulayim. It's the inner kupa that doesn't have shulayim. And since it doesn't have shulayim, it's not a chashuv enough kli that the baal would be makbid on the mach. That normally kelev shalokeach is eno kona bereshos mocher because the baal is mak, but I don't want you taking up my makom. But when you have a kli that's a piece of garbage, it's not really a kli anyway, it doesn't even have a bottom to it, it's not makbid in it. And therefore, when it doesn't, ironically, the weaker her kli is, the better chance it has of being kona. It's an unusual way of looking at the sugya, but that's how the Rambam looks at the sugya. Says the Mishnah, Beisham yom potar ad Mishnah beget yoshan. A person can use an old get. Beisil osun, beisil says, no, you can't use an old get. Vezu get yashan. How old is an old get? Doesn't matter how old it is. What matters is what has happened since you wrote it. If he had yichud with his wife after writing the get, that's called a get yashan. And that's a machlokes b'sham b'silo, whether you're allowed to use a get yashan. So b'maika miflugi, what's the basis of this machlokas. So the Gemara explains that the yisod of the machlokas is, are we choshesh that the husband is going to hang on to the get for a long time after writing it before giving it, and during that time he's going to have yichud with his wife, and not just yichud but bia as well, and they're going to have a child, and then he's going to use the get to divorce her, and everyone's going to forget when the get was actually given, and people are going to think that, that the get was given before the child was conceived, and they're going to think that the child was born out of wedlock, that the child was born when she was single, when she was a penuya. So we don't make such a gzera that people are going to think that the get preceded the child. We are worried about the laws. It's easy for us to say. It's this kid's reputation that's on the line. So we are concerned that people are going to say that it was gita kodem lebna. Amrav Abba Mishmuel im nises lo teitze. But if they already used this get and she got remarried to somebody else, so then you don't make her get divorced because b'diavad the get is kosher. It's only l'chachila whether we make such a gezeira. V'ikadamri Amrav Abba Mishmuel im nisgarsha tinase l'chachila. Not only if she's already gotten remarried on the power of the get, do you not make them get divorced? But if she's gotten divorced with this get and you can't find the husband to just give another one, he's far away or something, so let her get remarried even l'chadchila using this get. It's only a din l'chadchila that Basil said that you're not allowed to use a get yashin. Tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of Vayin Tes on the base.